Picture a brand new commercial pilot, fresh certificate, ink barely dry, solid stick and rudder skills, passed every check ride. And then, one gray morning, something on the flight deck doesn't add up. A checklist that doesn't quite match the situation in front of them. A decision that no examiner ever asked about because no examiner could have scripted it. That gap, the space between passing the test and being ready for the job, is exactly what today's story is about. This is Radio Hangar, I'm Tower. This is ATIS. And today, we're talking about a change in how the next generation of airline pilots is being built. Not what they fly, how they learn to think. Today's aviation news is brought to you by AviationSoul.com, aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com, here's what you need to know. California Aeronautical University, a collegiate flight training program out in the Bakersfield area of California, has entered into a collaboration with Boeing to bring something called Competency-Based Training and Assessment, or CBTA, into its curriculum. That's the headline reported this week by the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association, the AOPA. Now, if your eyes just glazed over at the phrase Competency-Based Training and Assessment, stay with me, because the headline doesn't tell the whole story, and the story is a good one. Let me back up and explain what we're actually talking about. For most of the history of pilot training, and I mean most of it, we have trained to a set of tasks and a set of hours. You need this many hours of cross-country time, this many hours of night, this many hours of instrument. You demonstrate a steep turn. You demonstrate a power-off stall. You demonstrate a short field landing. Check the box. Move on. That system built a lot of good pilots. I don't want to knock it. If you came up through Part 61 or Part 141 training in this country, that's the world you know, and it works. But here's the quiet problem with it. Task-based and hours-based training measures whether you can perform a maneuver on the day someone asks you to perform it. It does not always measure whether you have the underlying judgment, the situational awareness, the decision-making, the ability to manage a workload when everything is going sideways and nobody is grading you. Competency-based training flips the emphasis. Instead of asking only can you fly the maneuver, it asks, do you actually have the underlying competencies that make a safe operator? And the international framework behind this, developed through the International Civil Aviation Organization, ICAO, and refined heavily by industry, breaks those competencies down into a specific set. Things like the application of procedures, communication, aircraft flight path management, both by hand and through automation, leadership and teamwork, problem solving and decision making, situation awareness, and the management of workload. Read that list again in your head and notice something. Only a couple of those are about physically flying the airplane. The rest are about the human being in the seat. How they think, how they talk, how they lead, how they hold it together when the workload spikes. That is the shift. And that is what Boeing has packaged into its competency-based training and assessment approach, and what California Aeronautical University is now bringing to its students. So why does this matter to you? The person listening right now, whether you're a student pilot, a working CFI, or someone who just loves this stuff. Let me give you three reasons. The first reason is about safety, and it's the big one. If you look at the accident record over the last few decades, the picture is clear, and it has been clear for a long time. We got very, very good at building reliable airplanes and reliable engines. Mechanical failure as a primary cause of accidents dropped dramatically. What's left, the majority of what's left, comes back to human factors, decision-making loss of situational awareness, breakdowns in crew coordination, the chain of small choices that ends badly. You cannot train your way out of that with maneuvers alone. You can fly a perfect chandelle and still make the decision that kills you. So training that deliberately targets decision-making and situation awareness and workload management and assesses them as seriously as it assesses a landing. That is, training aimed squarely at the part of the problem that's actually still hurting people. The second reason is about the pipeline, and this affects the whole industry. The airlines need pilots that has been true for years, and it remains true. But the airlines don't just need warm bodies with the right hours in a logbook. They need people who arrive at the airline already thinking like airline pilots, already comfortable in a structured, procedural, crew-based environment, already fluent in the competencies that a jet operation demands. When a university program adopts a manufacturer's competency framework, and here that manufacturer is Boeing, the student is being shaped toward that professional standard from early on, not retrofitted at the end, built for it from the start. The third reason is about the individual pilot, and this is where it gets personal. This affects you if you're a student right now trying to decide where and how to train, because the label on the training matters less than what's happening inside it. What you want to ask at any school is not just what's your fleet and what's your price. It's how do you teach and assess judgment? How do you handle the day I make a bad decision in the airplane? Is that a failure to be marked down, or is it a coaching moment that builds the competency? A competency-based program treats that moment differently than a pure pass-fail task check does. And that difference is the difference between a pilot who learned to pass a test and a pilot who learned to fly the mission. Now let me flag something clearly, because Tower does not sell you hype. Competency-based training and assessment is not brand new and it is not magic. The airline world, especially outside the United States, has been moving toward this model for years under the ITAO framework. Some of the most respected training organizations on the planet have been running competency-based and evidence-based programs for a good while. Now, what's notable here is not that the concept exists, it's that it is being pushed down into ab initio training, meaning from the very beginning of a pilot's journey at the collegiate level with a major airframe manufacturer's backing. That's the trend worth watching. The professional standard reaching all the way down to the student in the first year. The gap between how you were trained and how you'll be expected to operate at the airline getting smaller. And I'll offer one piece of opinion here and I'll label it as opinion so you know where the reporting ends and the commentary begins. I think this is the direction the whole training industry is heading, and I think that's a good thing. The maneuvers-based, hours-based system gave us a floor. It made sure everyone could physically operate the machine. But a floor is not a ceiling. Competency-based training is an honest attempt to raise the ceiling, to grade the things that actually keep the shiny side up when the automation quits and the weather closes in and there's nobody in the right seat to bail you out. Here's the practical takeaway, and this goes beyond any one university. If you're training or you're mentoring someone who is, start thinking in competencies, not just maneuvers. After every flight, don't only ask, did I nail the landing? Ask the harder questions. Did I see that situation developing before it developed? Did I manage my workload, or did the workload manage me? When something surprised me, what was my decision process, and would I make that same call again? Did I communicate clearly? You don't need a manufacturer's program or a university's curriculum to start grading yourself on those things. You can bring that mindset to your very next flight, in a Cessna 172, in a Piper, in whatever you fly. The framework is just a formal name for a habit that every safe pilot eventually develops anyway. The best programs simply build it in on day one, instead of leaving you to learn it the hard way. And for the flight instructors listening, and I know a lot of you are, this is really your world. You're already doing competency-based training whenever you refuse to sign off a student who can pass the maneuvers but isn't thinking clearly in the cockpit yet. You've always known there's a difference between a student who can perform and a student who is ready. Frameworks like this one just give a name and a structure to the judgment you've been exercising all along. So to bring it back around, California Aeronautical University is bringing Boeing's competency-based training and assessment to its students. On the surface, it's one school and one collaboration. Underneath, it's a signal. The professional airline standard for how we build safe thinking pilots is moving earlier and earlier into the training pipeline. And the students coming up through it are going to arrive at the airlines already speaking that language. That's a win for them. And honestly, it's a win for every one of us who shares the airspace with them. My thanks to the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association for the reporting behind today's story. You can always find more of what we cover over at RadioHangar.com. Fly the airplane, but train the pilot. That's the whole idea. I'm Tower. This has been ATIS. Keep thinking up there.